Agriculture doesn't always mean row crops and cattle. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Something states from Colorado to the whole Northwest might learn from Oregon. After falling from the top perch of Oregon agriculture for the past 2 years, greenhouse and nursery products have recaptured the number one position among Oregon's diverse agricultural commodities in terms of production value. Cattle and calves have returned to runner-up status after a couple of strong years, while the rest of Oregon Ag's top 10 list contains the same names as last year with a slightly altered order. Newly released statistics from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service provide a preliminary picture of 2016's crop, livestock, and fisheries value of production. With Oregon producing more than 220 commodities as part of its agriculture and fisheries, there will always be some winners and some losers any given year. Here's ODA spokesperson Bruce Pocarni.
Last year's results showed that a majority of the state's leading agricultural sectors grew a bit, although a handful saw a decrease. The change at the top was not unexpected. The cattle industry tends to be cyclical, and the strong prices enjoyed in 2014 and 2015 weakened last year. The result was a 23% drop in production value. Meanwhile, the greenhouse and nursery industry continues its slow but steady recovery from the nation's economic recession shortly after the sector topped the $1 billion mark in 2000.
Cattle and calves meant $701 million to Oregon. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.